Hello, I'm Jim Richardson. I want to welcome you to this month's World Changer message. You know, the message that I'm going to share with you today, it's really not that long. It's really not that complicated. But it is a message that years ago when I first saw this verse and when it first resonated in my heart, I'm telling you, it caused something to come alive inside of me about the grace of God and allowing the grace of God to accomplish the goal for which it was placed in me. You know, I love where Paul says, you know, I'm taking hold of him for, you know, for that reason that he's taken a hold of me. You know, it's amazing that we live in a day when people are just kind of doing their own thing and the whole concept of grace has been just washed down to some kind of easy believism that says, okay, this is just some state of being. This is just some warm, fuzzy feeling that God has toward me. Now I'm just going to do my own thing. You know something? God took hold of us for a purpose. One of the things that makes a life incredible is to have a purpose. And the amazing thing is that God laid out his purposes in his word. And you know, there's some things that we are called to do. Now, God will never violate our will. There are some things that we are called to do as individuals. Like my call to the ministry, that's something unique and something specific that I and I alone am called to do. But I still cannot accomplish that call apart from walking in the grace of God. Likewise, there are things that God is doing in all of us. You know, I've mentioned this several times, how that the Bible tells us that God has predestined us to certain things. He's predestined us to be conformed to the likeness of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's predestinated us to be sons and daughters. So God has certain things that he determined in advance that he wanted to have happen in the life of every person that would receive his grace by faith. So when we yield ourselves to God for his purposes, and I think that's incredibly important, as disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are to yield ourselves to him for his purposes. It is not a matter of I'm going to get saved and then I'm going to pray and have enough faith to get God to fulfill my purposes. The abundant life comes by this incredible paradox of dying to self but coming alive to something greater, coming alive to a greater purpose, a greater passion, a greater call, a greater destiny. But you see, everything that God has for us, whether it's what he has offered to everyone who is willing to believe and receive, or whether it's your individual destiny as far as a specific call on your life, or whether it's just the capacity and the ability to receive the particular promise that you need in your situation in life right now, the key thing is all of that is an operation of faith and grace. In other words, grace is offered freely to everyone, and the gift of faith is given to everyone. So that means no one is with excuse. Nobody can say, I didn't have the faith. Nobody can say, I wasn't able. God gave us the gift of faith, and then he offers us grace. And if we choose to use the faith he's given us for his purposes, then the grace of God comes alive inside us, and then we effortlessly live in his purposes. We effortlessly live our destiny. We effortlessly live in what we were predestined to do. We come into the promises to meet the needs in our life. Now, the scripture that I was making reference to earlier was 1 Corinthians 15:10, where Paul says, by the grace of God, I am what I am. And I think that's pretty incredible. Now, see, he's not making an excuse. He said, now, look, I am what I am, and you got to take it. No, he's saying all that I am in Jesus, all that I am and all that I've accomplished in Jesus, all that my ministry is, I am what I am by the grace of God. And it says, goes on to say, and his grace toward me was not in vain. And that's the scripture that really touched my heart years ago. And another place, you know, Paul tells us not to receive grace in vain. So we realize that even though grace is offered to us, and even though we can experience grace, that can be something that happens in vain. Now, what does it mean for his grace to be given to us in vain? It means we do not use our faith to lay hold to grace, to experience
exactly what God has said we could be, do, and have. It means that God offered it to us, but we did not allow ourselves to experience it. You know, Paul goes on to say, "But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me." Now, remember, and my article in the magazine this month is going to talk some about this, is that grace reigns through righteousness. Now, righteousness pretty much means as it should be. So you have to realize that God has a life that is as it should be. That's what Jesus was teaching us to pray when he said, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." He was teaching us to pray for a life and to seek a life and to develop a world and establish a world that was as it should be according to God's plan, according to God's purpose. Now, because we are who God says we are, when we believe that, and I've said this to you for years and years and years and years, grace does not come just because you believe in the doctrine of grace. I know hundreds of people that believe in the doctrine of grace that have, matter of fact, thousands, that have no more victory in their life today than they had when they believed in legalism or when they believed in something else or when they believed in the special anointings. Nothing has changed except their doctrine. You see, believing the doctrine of grace doesn't really help you. It's believing that because you are in Jesus, that you are as you should be, that causes grace to come alive inside of us so that we are empowered to be as we should be. So, you know, believing that healing is mine is how the grace of God manifests itself inside me so that healing comes alive. You know, believing that because Christ is in me, I can live my destiny. I can follow him every day, and I can fulfill my purpose here on earth. And that happens by the grace of God. That happens by the power of God working inside me. Believing that I am as Jesus is, believing that I have the love of God in me, makes it possible for the grace of God to empower me to walk in love and to live in love and to live above sin and all of these kinds of things. So I want you to understand something. Grace always has a goal. It's not just a position. It's not just a state of being. It's not just some feeling that God has towards you. It's not just mercy where God overlooks what you've done wrong. But grace, it is God's unlimited power that comes by unmerited favor that gives you even the capacity to see what you've never been able to see, the capacity to believe what you've never been able to believe. And it gives you the strength, and it gives you the power, and it gives you all of these things. And again, it all comes by unmerited favor. You didn't do one thing to earn it. The very righteousness that makes you capable of living in grace is, in fact, a gift from God. You know, Romans 5:1 tells us, "Therefore, having been justified," and that word justified is very much akin to the word made righteous. "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in the hope, the confident expectation of the glory, the view and the opinion, the honor of God." So you see that it's the fact that we have been made righteous, that we've been made as we should be, as God would have us to be, in every single aspect in our spirit man, that causes us to have peace. And from that place of peace, we can then access, by faith, this grace, which makes us able to stand, which makes us able to, again, to live and be and do and have all that God says we can live and be and do and have. But the point of what I'm sharing today is, I remember reading this passage of Scripture in 1 Corinthians and the other passage of Scripture where Paul tells us not to receive the grace of God in vain, and realizing that it would be really easy for me to find excuses not to live the life that I'm called to live. It'd be easy to have other priorities or other values or other things that I cherished more than I cherished the purposes of God in my life. And that would mean then that inside me at that moment, two different forces would be at work. The grace of God would be present, but my will would be present. And I could choose to have that grace in vain. In other words, I would never let it do in me what God really wanted to do. You know, I think about just some of these scriptures I'm going to read to you from the book of Romans here. Paul says, through him we have all received grace, or through him we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to faith among all nations. So Paul is saying, you know, this apostleship that I walk in, this isn't just like a special anointing kind of thing. This isn't just something that a few people can have. He says, you know, what I have is I have grace for apostleship. And whatever God's called you to do, you're going to have grace to do that, whether it's a pastor, whether it's grace to be a mom, a dad, whether it's grace to have business, whatever God inspires in your heart and calls you to do, the grace is always going to be there to do it. Romans 4:16 says, therefore, it is of faith that it might be according to grace. Now, this is really interesting because many people are saying you don't have to have faith or participate in the grace of God and this sort of thing. But Paul says it is of faith so that it can be by grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are the law, but are also to those who are of the faith of Abraham. In other words, the promise is given to everyone. And the promise, it comes to life inside of us by grace, so it can be sure to everybody. And that is activated by faith. So therefore, it is a faith that it might be according to grace. So then the promise might be sure to everyone. So the promise is sure because it's a product of faith and grace. I do have to engage my faith. I do have to bring myself to the place to where I see myself as I am in Christ Jesus and persuade my heart of it so that I can experience that grace, so that I can live in that promise. Now, some people would turn that into legalism. Some people would turn that into dead works. But I just say, no, you know what? The grace of God's on me. Grace of God is in me. Same grace is in me that was on Jesus that caused him to be able to fulfill his purpose. And every day, as much as I know how, I'm going to believe that today I can fulfill my purpose. I'm just going to get up today and I'm going to follow God. This is going to be simple. It's going to be easy. I'm going to walk in love. And whatever my hand finds to do, that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to believe that God will make me able to walk in and walk through and deal with every situation that I face. You know, Paul talked about this, about having different gifts in Romans 12. He says, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is in us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophecy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use in ministry. And he who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhorting, he who gives with liberality, who leads with diligence, and he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. But you find it interesting. He says, we have these giftings, but he says, according to the grace it's given us. And he says, and let us use them. But he says, in proportion to our faith. You know, I really believe that we can expand the degree. See, we've been taught that God gives you special anointings. And you know, if you do good, he'll give you a bigger anointing. But it sounds here like Paul is saying, no, you've got this gifting. And this gifting is going to work in you based on the grace, the capacity that God has given you. But it says you can only use it in proportion to your faith. So this means that I have to really cultivate that gift. You know, I always think about Philemon 6 here, because Philemon 6 talks about us activating the good things, or activating our faith by acknowledging the good things that are in Jesus. See, you could have a gift in you to prophesy, but maybe you've never activated it because you've never involved your faith in it. You know, I meet people all the time who believe they're supposed to prosper, and they spend their life going and saying, I know I'm supposed to prosper. I know I'm supposed to prosper. Well, my question is, are you using your faith to become immovable? Are you acknowledging the good things in you in Christ? Are you establishing your heart in this? Because see, right now, you may have the sense that the grace of God's on you to prosper, but you're just prospering in proportion to how you're bringing this alive with your own faith. You know, Romans 15:15, he said, because of the grace given to me by God, that I might be a minister of Jesus Christ. Man, I think about that. You know what? I can think of 1,000 things that disqualify me from my calling. I can think of 1,000 reasons God shouldn't use me. But you know something? The grace of God and the righteousness of God says he will use me. It won't be based on my failures or successes or the opportunities that anybody gives me. It will be in exact proportion to how I believe he will use me, and the exact proportion that I use my faith to connect to this incredible identity, this sense of who I am. 1 Corinthians 3, Paul says, according to the grace of God, which is given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation. Man, I tell you what, you know, this starts making sense when Paul says, I am what I am by the grace of God. Listen, don't turn this into works. Don't turn this into legalism. But know this, God's grace is in you for some general purposes. And that primary general purpose is to be transformed in the likeness of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm asking you this, are you using your faith to be sure that the goal of grace is accomplished in you becoming more like Jesus? Or have you just received that in vain? God's grace may be on you for some specific calling, whether it's a pastor, whether it's generosity, whether it's serving, whether it's prophecy. Who knows? But the question is, are you using your faith to develop who you are in Jesus? So the goal of that grace is coming alive inside you, because God has a purpose in your life and God wants that purpose to be fulfilled. But you've got to involve your faith to fulfill that purpose. And it's the same way with the individual promises. The grace is in you for every promise that God has ever made. The question is, are you using your faith to bring yourself to the place to experience the goal of God's grace in you? I don't want to condemn you, but I just want you to know that grace is in you for every purpose that God has in your life and every promise that God has in your life. And don't receive the grace of God in vain. And don't think because you're not experiencing it right at this moment the way you should, that that means there's something wrong with you or there's something wrong with God or that it's not present in you. Because you're receiving it right now in proportion to your faith, according to what the Apostle Paul said. Listen, we had a great World Changer weekend. I don't know if you got to make it, but if you did, I know you had a great time. And I'll tell you something, it really made me want to find ways for us to have more of these weekends together across the country so more and more people could come. So I'm praying about how to do that. I'm praying about how to have more face-to-face time with all of you, because I'm telling you, I'm so encouraged by who God is, what God is doing. I'm so encouraged by what God is doing in my life right now and in the lives of those of you who are making this journey, this journey of grace, peace, faith, righteousness, the love of God, this journey of living out of your heart with God. Listen, a lot of great things are coming down the pike. I hope this message encourages you, and I hope you're just reminded that the grace of God is in you. You just got to activate it. Blessings. Thank you so much for helping me change the way the world sees God.